Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. That's John, 20th chapter, verses 24 through 29. And it reads as follows. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the door being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then Jesus said to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold thy hands, and reach hither my hand, thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Amen. I want to speak today on that very topic. Seeing is not believing. Amen. Amen. Thomas has been called Doubting Thomas because of this scripture. He simply would not believe that it was Jesus until he had proof. He told everyone that he would not believe that it was Jesus unless he saw the piercing of Jesus' side and the wounds from the crucifixion. Jesus arrived and already knew what was on Thomas's mind. He directed Thomas in verse 27 to come and see and touch his hand and his side. Once Thomas saw and touched the wounds, the light went on his head, his faith increased, and he proclaimed that he indeed was Jesus. Jesus gave Thomas tough love and told him in verse 29 that because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Now, keep in mind, Thomas was one of the 12 and had been with Jesus until the end. He had a front row seat to everything that Jesus did. Jesus had told his disciples that he would die and rise on the third day. Perhaps Thomas didn't believe it because it's hard to believe that a man that is dead would come back to life. I guess Thomas had forgotten about Lazarus. Thomas also forgot the fact that Jesus took on the form of a human, but was indeed the Son of God, a spiritual being. Thomas has been labeled a doubting Thomas, and this label still resonates to this day. We cannot judge or criticize Thomas for his moment of weakness and lack of faith. The world is full of doubting Thomases, and this includes you and me. This brings up some points of discussion. Number one, do we at times lack the faith to believe? Well, it's easy to believe during the good times, when everything seems to be going well, and you're not having any problems at all. But what about when the times are not so good, during hard times? Do you believe then? How's your faith when you're going through something? Is it the same as when you're not? We go through things as a test of our faith to see if we're going to believe that the problem will be resolved, put our trust in God, or are we going to believe in what we see? Okay, we receive a bill and we see that the bill is due yesterday. It's a lot of money and we do not have the money in our account. So what we see is a overdue bill and no way out. We pray. We go to God in prayer and we say, Lord, please help me. Help us out here. This bill was due yesterday. I need it to get paid. Please help me, oh Lord. And then finally, usually, God will answer that prayer. You'll miraculously find the money to pay that bill, and you'll move on with your life. You'll start believing again. Your faith will be good again. All because the situation was resolved. But what if it hadn't? Interesting point of view. Number two, do we believe only when we see proof? That's an interesting question. Thomas wanted a sign in order to believe. He said, unless I see the wounds, touch the wounds, touch the side, his side, I'm not going to believe it. Because it's not possible for a man to come back to life. I have not seen that in my eyes. He was worried about what he had seen and not believing what could happen, even though Jesus told him that he would. So Thomas basically said, if you show me a sign, then I'll believe. Now I'm going to step on a few toes now, because we pray. We pray to God. We said, Lord, I love you. I trust you. I believe in you. Please help me through this situation. And then before we even end the prayer, we say, Lord, if you could just give me a sign. Lord, if you could just give me a sign. Well, our prayer was fine up to then. We were acting on faith because prayer is a faith thing to begin with. You wouldn't go and pray to God unless you believed that he would answer your prayer. Otherwise, what's the point? So then we say, okay, show me a sign. That very statement says that, yeah, I kind of believe that you'll do it, but I need proof. Well, that's what Thomas asked for, a sign. That's what we do. We ask for a sign sometimes when we really shouldn't be asking for a sign. If we're going to pray and ask God to help us, we ought to believe that he can. We would not even pray if we thought he couldn't. So why do he have to send us a sign? Where did our faith go? Where did we stop believing? God has already shown you in past situations, if you look back on your life, that not only will he hear your prayer, but he'll answer. And the sign that he showed you was the fact that he did it. That's the only sign that there is. The fact that God said, you know what? I heard your prayer and here's the answer. That's a sign that God heard you. He loved you and he actually took care of the situation. But when you ask God in prayer to show him a sign, show you a sign, then you're saying, God, you know, you might be able to do this. You might. And I just need some kind of proof because I'm losing sleep at night. The bills, payers are calling me, asking me when I'm going to get the money. I'm unemployed. Show me a sign and I'm going to get a new job or be able to take care of my family. But this is the same God that has done this and exceedingly more. Do we forget that God is the one that raised the children out of Egypt, out of bondage, and did miraculous things to accomplish that goal? The same God. And then people, I'm not going to get started on people Israel because they always wanted a sign. They were always murmuring and complaining, but that's a whole different sermon that I'm not prepared to preach at this point. But you know what I'm saying? We should not have to ask God to show us a sign. It's by asking, we're showing that we lack the faith to begin with. Amen. And perhaps we just don't understand what faith means. Well, Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the confidence of what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. In plain English, faith is believing even though you can't see the results. Amen. Amen. Now, brings up a third point. Once our prayers are answered, then we believe. Why is it that we believe after the results instead of before? Think about it. Every time that God has answered one of our prayers, that should increase our faith in him. Because we're saying, okay, God, thank you for this one. Thank you for that one. You've proven in this point, in that point, that you will do it and can do it. You've proven, Lord, that you're God of all things. You're capable of fixing any problem there is. without getting too deep, Lord, you already know the problem before I even come in prayer. Don't get me started on that. But when God answers a prayer, that really, really should increase our faith in him. Well, we don't need a sign. That was the sign. But we're human, just like Thomas. That's why we can't judge Thomas. We can't criticize Thomas. Well, if I was in that situation, I wouldn't have said that. Well, is that true? We'll never know because you'll never be in that position. But chances are, because you're human just like Thomas was, you probably asked the same question. How can a man come back after being dead on the third day? Well, it happened. Through God, all things are possible. He said he would do it and he did it. The other disciples believed, well, they didn't have to go through that. They believed when they saw Jesus, they fell to the ground. They knew it was him. There's always one. In this case, it was Thomas. I've been one of those ones, okay? And you have too. Let's just be honest about it. We all are that one that needs a sign or need proof. You know, I don't care how long you've been in God, how long you've been in Christ. There are times when you just need proof. When times are really, really hard and you're really, really going through something, it's like, look, Lord, I don't mean no harm. I love you, but you gotta show me something here. You gotta work with me here. But what we fail to believe that God has already heard the problem, figured out the answer, and answered it. We're just waiting for the manifestation of the answer. Amen? Amen. And the reason why we need a sign and don't believe without seeing is because of our relationship with God. If we're close to God, then we know that he will take care of things. If we're close to God, we don't need a sign. We're already communing with the sign. You hear me? Don't get me started. If we have a relationship with God, then we know without a doubt, there's no question that God will hear our prayer and fix it. We don't need a sign. Our faith is getting increased day by day as we spend time with God daily to work on that. God wants us all to have that relationship so we don't need a sign. So we don't need proof that we'll know without a shadow of a doubt that we can believe even though we can't see the results. We will know that God is still on the throne yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever because he's our God. In closing, saints, I just want to reiterate the fact that a relationship with God will increase our faith so that we will not have to see to believe. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come, giving you praise and thank you for this word. Father, help us not to need proof. Help us not to need a sign, Lord. Help us to truly trust you and believe you, Lord. Have faith. Increase our faith, Lord, so that we don't need a sign. For you, God, you don't have to show us anything, Lord. We know that you can do what you say you can do. We need to trust you and believe in that, Lord. Please have this word go forth. And I repent, Father, for I've had times where I needed a sign too. Okay? And I repent for everybody else because we all have been in that boat where we needed some kind of proof during our hard times. But Lord, you've been there. You were there before. You're there now and you'll be there later. For you are an omnipotent God, and we praise you for that, Lord. Father, I pray that this word will go forth. Many will hear it, Lord, and draw closer to you so that they won't need a sign either, Lord. Let your word flow freely throughout the nations, Lord. I give you all glory, honor, and praise, Lord. You are truly God, and I ask all things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.